Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchas Tefillin. We're looking at Klal Yudalel Siman Yud. And now he moves from discussing the Mokum, the appropriate place to place the Shalyad, to the appropriate place to place the Shalrosh. And he continues and he says, Umokum Anochas Shalrosh Mitchilas Ikrei Sar B'mitzvah Ulamala. They have to be from where the roots of the hair are by the forehead and going above. Now, the roots of the hair are right above the forehead. We actually paskin that if a person would have hair on his forehead, which is, it does occur to some people, that still would not be the appropriate place to place the tefillin. So if a person tells you, it's okay that I'm wearing my tefillin on my forehead because I used to have hair over here, don't believe him. Even if he did have hair over there, it's irrelevant because it's still not the proper place to place the tefillin. So they have to be on the top of the head, not on the forehead. And they have to be behind the roots of the hair. If a person is balding, he doesn't have hair there anymore, we would measure it against where his hair root line used to be. If a person has a hairline which comes to a point in the front, so in the middle the hair is further forward, and as it goes back it's shaped like a V and there's no hair on the sides, so he puts on his tefillin, so in the front it's behind his hairline, but on the sides it's not sitting on any hair. That's not a problem because it's behind where his hairline is in front, and that's sufficient. The whole tefillin has to be behind. You can't have any part of the tefillin keeping forward, not the tetzura. Obviously not the bias part of it, but even the tetzura cannot move forward past the hairline onto the forehead. If a person does so, he's following the ways of the karoyim. That because it says beninecho, it has to be on the forehead between the eyes. So that's how the karoyim, who would follow their understanding of the words of the Torah, just the kraw, the mikro, without accepting the masar of Chazal, they understood you put it on the forehead. So a person will allow his tefillin to go forward past the hairline is considered he's doing like the way of the karoyim, and he's not yotze any part of it as well. Even though it says it doesn't mean between the eyes, it means up above on the head, corresponding to the point between the eyes. So a person wants to put his tefillin shalosh in a place which would be directly above the space between the eyes. Vakesher shalosh, the kesher in the back, where is that place? Yemunach chumen kenegad. It has to be directly behind the bias of the shalrosh, on the person's back of his head. B'makom seir, a place where there is hair. So a person puts it lower down on the neck, he's definitely not yotze dafka. If a person puts it too low, even part of the kesher, down onto the part where a person's just the bare neck on the back, that's not considered his arif anymore. That's considered lower down. That's tachas arif, and it's not a valid place to place it. The Mishabura does bring an opinion, which is the Shari Tshuva, that it's preferable to put it directly behind your eyes, and to do that, a person would place the main part of the kesher, which let's say if you have a person has a dalid, upper part of the dalid would be placed on the bone at the bottom of the skull. And the lower part of the kesher would then go lower and would be in the groove, which a person has in his back of his head, the groove between right under the skull. There's a groove over there, and the bottom part of the kesher would be placed over there. It's not clear what the source of this is, that you require such a thing. The Mishabura does bring it. It's a sari tshuva, and it is appropriate for a person to be machmer l'chatchila to place it over there. If it does move a little bit lower, or if he borrows a pair of tefillin and he can't adjust it, and by moving it lower, he'll be able to make sure that the front of the tefillin is behind the hairline. It's much more preferred in halacha, or it's required in halacha, to put the front of the tefillin behind the hairline and move the kesher in the back lower down, not on the skull, but in the groove. But the point the Chayyim is saying over here, but to go lower than that and put it below the groove, down on the back, on the lower part of the neck, that is not going to be kosher, and that would not be, a person would have to make sure in that circumstance that he tightened the tefillin to be able to put the tefillin in the proper place. Have a good day.